Blog Talk Radio. Glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, because of who you are, glory, 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 Jesus, because of who you are, we're going to praise you, we're going to honor you, hallelujah, everyone. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to contact the host, you could call 516-418-5944. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. Once you call, you press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord. Today is Sunday, so today is Bible Mysteries. Glory be to the Lord at 6 o'clock. And as you know, on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, we have prayer. And on Thursday night, 6 o'clock, we have Bible study. What does the Word of God say? Glory be to the Lord. So today we're going to go into the Bible Mysteries, and glory be to the Lord. If you call the station and you give us the right answer, the church, The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle will mail you out a booklet for free. The title is called Generosity by Gordon MacDonald. Glory be to God. Generosity. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I praise that everyone had a good evening and a happy new year as you start 2023. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our friends at Skywatch Television, they talk about a pope is probably coming in the year 2025, around that area. So 3.5 years back from 25 makes it 23.5. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. You remember Jesus came to fulfill the law, and he fulfilled the spring and the summer feasts. Hallelujah. So he filled the four of them. He fulfilled. There's three more to go. So he fulfilled in the Sabbath weeks. Glory be to God. He fulfilled the giving of the Omar. He fulfilled the burial and the first and the killing of the first fruits. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So those are the three right now. And then 50 days later from the Omar, you have the day of Pentecost. He fulfilled that. So we have three left. We have the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of trumpets. We have Yom Kippur. And we have tabernacles. So we don't put no dates. But we believe in that is an imminent return of Jesus Christ. So you have to be ready. You have to be prepared that you may be found worthy to escape the wrath to come. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that that week that Jesus offered up his body, there was two great Sabbath days. Two Sabbath feast days. Glory be to the Lord. The one Sabbath fell on the regular Sabbath, which is Friday into Saturday. But there was one that fell on Thursday, 6 p.m., Wednesday, 6 p.m. starting Thursday to Thursday night, 6 p.m. Glory be to Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That was a burial. Glory, but remember he died about 3 o'clock. He had to be taken off the cross before 6 o'clock, before the next Sabbath day. And then he was buried. But we got to go by Jesus' word. He said, just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth 3 nights and 3 days. You know, you can't go by the traditions of mankind. Some traditions say that any part of the day is a whole day. So that's where you get the Catholic Church taking it from the Judeo-Christian, Judeo side of it, saying that Jesus died on a Friday. He didn't. If you go back 3 days from the time of his resurrection, he would have died. He would have shown his death at 3 o'clock that Wednesday afternoon. Then he was buried before the sunset because there was a Sabbath that was going to go take place. So, you know, I would challenge you to research that. There was two Sabbaths that week. There was a regular Sabbath, and then there was a Sabbath that he had to be buried before. He had to be buried before the sunset. And you could tell because the Word of God says that Mary and the other ladies came to the sepulchre to anoint the body. When did they do that? After the Sabbath. So early the first day of the week, they came to anoint the body, but the body wasn't there. That body was already anointed when the other Mary, who cried and she pulled the oil on his feet, he said, leave her alone because what she's doing is preparing me for the burial. And every place this gospel is preached, her story should be preached as well. So Mary anointed his feet, anointed Jesus, and put the oils on him because he was going to offer up his body as a sacrifice. And he was buried. Glory be to the Lord. So we have Pentecost, right? 50 days after the Omar. And the Omar, the counting of the Omar, is the resurrection. It's the counting of the Omar, first fruits. Glory be to God. And then you have the burial. That was a Sabbath day. And that was just before the sunset on Wednesday evening, starting Thursday. Glory be to the Lord. So here we are. Mary came to the sepulchre early that first day of the week, right? And we're going to pick it up from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and we're going to see what the scripture says. And we're going to start off at verse 13. You know, the Word of God says that precept upon precept, line upon line, right? We have to let the Word of God speak for itself. So we look at these scriptures and everything is in context. So we look at several verses before the verse that's being spoken about and several verses after. So we're going to begin at verse 13. And they said unto her, woman, remember that was the Roman soldiers. They said unto her, they put a Roman guard there and a Jewish guard. But it was the Romans who asked the woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Glory be to the Lord. First of all, right here, Jesus Christ wipes away the false teaching that God doesn't use women in the ministry. Here we have Jesus directly speaking to Mary and telling her to tell her brother something. So that's doing the work of the evangelist. So Mary was the first evangelist to go and speak about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the Lord. But in verse 15, it says, Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom you seek? She supposed him to be the gardener. So the question is, in this Bible mystery, why did Mary think she was talking with the gardener? Why did Mary think she was talking to the gardener? Glory, glory, hallelujah. That's the mystery for this week, my brothers and sisters. You have to know, you know, because you have other people out there thinking that they know scripture, and there's people out there that go out there and they teach false doctrine and false teaching. And Paul spoke to Timothy. He says, in the last days, people will be deceived by doctrines of demons. They will believe that. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. And Jesus, as we go on, we're going to read Matthew 13, at verse 24. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which soweth good seed in the field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth, and I just want to give you an insight. It says that the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. So we know the wheat harvest is around Pentecost time, because during the Sabbath time, where Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected, it was the body harvest. So here we're talking in the time of Pentecost. Then it goes on to say, But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the field was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, An enemy had done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest ye gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat which with them. Let both grow together. And at the harvest, in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, Gather ye first the tares, and bind them in a bundle to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So we're going to see what Jesus says this parable means. And we're going to jump over to verse 37. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is Son of Man. Who's the Son of Man? Jesus Christ. What is the good seed? The Word of God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. So we have two revelations here. The seed being the Word of God, but it's also the good seed, talking about the children of God. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burn in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend with them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Therefore shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who had ears to hear, let him hear. Glory be to the Lord. Why did Mary think she was talking to the gardener? And why would Jesus use this type of parable? He wants us to be awakened, my brothers and sisters. He don't want sleep. Wants us to sleep. He don't want us to be deceived by the enemy. We have to be very careful and understand that the enemy is lurking around, seeing who he may consume and deceive. And Jesus said, let no man deceive you. Glory be to the Lord. So you could call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. We encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to the program here on Blog Talk Radio, the way, the Truth and Life Tabernacle with the host. And today, Sunday night, we are speaking on the Bible mysteries. Why did Mary think she was talking with the gardener? Why was that? I have the answer right here. And if you call in at 516-418-5944, press number 1 to speak with the host. The church will mail you out a beautiful booklet, and it's called Generosity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Moving toward life that is truly life. Hallelujah. By Gordon McDowell. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We see the preparation there for getting ready for the counting of the Omar, which is the first fruits, which is the resurrection. Glory be to the Lord. 3.5 days prior, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was whipped. He was beaten. He was crucified. And he hung on the cross. And the Jewish people took him off the cross before 6 o'clock because the scripture says, cursed is he that hanging on the cross. So they didn't want the nation to be cursed, and they wanted to go on with the feast that was upon them. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So this was the body harvest. They were going to celebrate it. Jesus took bread. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, eat. For this is my body. When you do this, you're doing it in remembrance of me. And he took the cup after supper was ended. And he said, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me. That is the Holy Communion that we call Holy Communion. The fellowship of us with Jesus Christ. I don't want you to think that anyone is above anybody else. We're all the same. In the eyes of God, we're humble. We're seeking to be closer to the Lord, and we're studying the Word of God. And I want you to remember this mystery. Why did Mary think she was talking to the gardener? It's very interesting why she thought. Now, remember, this was Mary Magdalene, so she knew the Lord Jesus Christ. But when she spoke to this person who she thought it was the gardener, she didn't recognize that it was Jesus. Her eyes were spiritually shut. She did not see and recognize Jesus Christ. And that's the way some people are in this world. They have all the Christianese, you know, words. They dress like Christians. They walk like Christians. They are partakers of the church. They might be in some sort of ministry. There might be some sort of helping others. Yet, within themselves, they know they do not recognize Jesus Christ. There is a problem there. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul said, "He that is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And as you go down to verse 20, it says, "He that knew no sin became sin, that we may become the righteousness of God in him." Glory be to the Lord. And in Peter, 1 Peter 4:18, we read, "If the righteous scarcely make it in, where would the sinners and the disobedient appear?" So brothers and sisters, God is not looking at you if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have been born again. And the Bible says, "He that has the Spirit of God has everlasting life. He does not have the Spirit of God has not everlasting life." So the whole key right here, my brothers and sisters, is knowing that the Holy Spirit is inside of you. You know, if you're not sure of that, then make yourself sure. The Word of God says, examine yourself if you're in the faith. The Word of God says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Word of God says that we ought to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, not to trust in our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. In everything that we do, my brothers and sisters, and everything that we say, and everything that is brought before us, we always involve Jesus Christ, because he's the one and true God. You read that in the gospel, the letters of 1 John chapter 5. He's the true God. I know there's a lot of people out there, they're Trinitarian, the oneness. Look, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you know with assurance that Jesus Christ is God. That you know with assurance that he shed his precious blood for you and me. That you know for assurance that he died on the cross for you and me. And in doing so, he brought forth justification and sanctification. He set us apart for himself. And one day when he changes us and gives us the glorified body, we'll be glorified just like he is. He will share his glory at that time with us. The Word of God says he made us kings and priests unto himself. The Word of God says in Revelation that the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So brothers and sisters, as we study the Word of God, you have to take your time and read the passages and ask yourself one question. Do I really understand what this is saying? If the answer is no, I don't really understand, then it takes studying of the Word of God, get yourself a nice concordance, a nice dictionary, the Bible. I recommend the King James Bible and the Gideon Bible. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Those are about the two Bibles that I recommend. Everything else for short of the original scriptures. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Why did Mary think she was talking with the gardener when she went to the tomb and the body of Christ was not there? And Jesus asked her, "Whom do you seek? Why are you weeping?" She didn't recognize that it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener. And she spoke as if she was talking to the gardener. But that's not what is brought forth, we have to understand that what's brought forth is the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. She supposedly him to be the gardener. When Jesus said why she weeps and who is she looking for, she thought, it says here, she supposed him to be the gardener. Why would she not recognize Jesus, and why would she think she's talking to the gardener? I mean, not knowing this answer or knowing this answer doesn't bring you closer to salvation, but it's good to know, because if somebody asks you the question, and we have a lot of people out there that doubt the Word of God, they say there's a contradiction in the Word of God. And this brother, this Bible does not contradict itself. When it appears that it contradicts itself, it's a mystery. Somewhere you can look for the answer, and you will find the answer. Glory be to the Lord. Why did Mary think she was talking to the gardener? You look at that at the Gospel of John, chapter 20 and verse 15. She thought she was talking to the gardener. She thought the gardener took the body away, put it somewhere. She said to him that if he would tell her where they lay him, that she would move it. She would take it and move it somewhere else. Yet when Jesus revealed himself to Mary, when he called her by name, and if you remember, glory be to the Lord, that when Jesus called Mary, the first time that she was called Mary, because prior to that, she was called Lilith. The Chosen brings that out. When Jesus said Mary, she recognized his voice, Mary, because that's the way that Jesus spoke to her. Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. So at that moment, her eyes were open, and she was able to recognize Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And she was able to put two and two together, realize she was talking to Jesus Christ, not the gardener. But why would she think that she was talking to the gardener? That's the mystery that I want you to look over and read the scriptures carefully. Glory be to the Lord. I'll read it again from verse 13 down. And see two angels, and they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou, and whom do you seek? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto her, Rabboni, which is saying, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not as yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your God and your Father, and to my God and your God. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, here is a verse that God has allowed by the Holy Spirit to be placed in the Bible. It dismisses people's idea that God doesn't use women to preach or teach. If you look carefully at the scriptures, Jesus Christ addressed her directly. Jesus Christ gave her a message. Jesus Christ sent her forth. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. When you read the letters of Paul, Paul, by using certain names of female, says that he was under a female apostle before he was an apostle. So we have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters, not to put God in a box and say God don't use this and God doesn't use that. There's an interesting verse in the scripture that says in heaven, there's no difference between male and female. We are all the same in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit, who chooses to save us, also chooses whom he gives gifts to. And we have to understand the scriptures that we cannot tell God what to do. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And as we know, the woman is a weaker vessel when it compared to a male. And God has chosen Mary to go forward and deliver a message to his brethren. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. But why was Mary thinking she was talking to the gardener? That's a question to answer. In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 15, why was Mary, she was talking with the gardener? My brothers and sisters, that is something to think about. That is something to put in your heart. And that is something for you to pray about so God could give you revelation as to this verse, as to why Mary thought she was sticking to the gardener. That's a simple answer, but I'm not going to share the answer right now. It's something for you to discover, because as you discover, then you get to know the word even more. And that's what the word tells us in Timothy. Study yourself, approve unto God. A workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus Christ spoke to her directly, gave her directions, gave her a message, gave her a mission. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. But she was crying. She was looking for her master. She was looking for her teacher. She thought they moved him around. She was talking to Jesus, but she thought she was talking to the gardener and said, if you tell me where you lay him, I will go and take him up. I will put him somewhere. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. You could call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak to the host. Glory be to the Lord. And the host is the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. I'm Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. On behalf of the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll be back on Tuesday night, 6 p.m., for prayer service for an hour. So if you have your prayer concerns, write them down, and you call in, and each of us will have a time to pray. Glory be to the Lord. On Thursday, we have our Bible study. And we are studying subject, is Christianity real? And we're going to look at some foundational scriptures. And it's going to help us understand Christianity is real. When you look at other religions out there, other beliefs out there, they don't come close. There's only one empty tomb, and that is the tomb of Christ. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul says it to the disciples in his letters. If we take away the resurrection, then Christianity falls. Then we all believe in a lie. Our faith will be in vain. So is the resurrection, my brothers and sisters. And we know once the rapture takes place, the Antichrist will be revealed. Those people that are left behind have to deal with the Antichrist. And he's going to receive a deadly wound in his head. And after 3 days, he's going to resurrect. Why is God allowing that? Well, the only answer to that could be wrong. And that is because people are going to be deceived. They're going to receive him as the Messiah. He's going to resurrect after 3 days. Just like the scripture says in the Old Testament. However, there's going to be a difference. The difference is when you read Zechariah chapter 12, 13, 14. Zechariah is speaking and he says the people will ask Jesus, will ask the Messiah when he comes to reclaim Israel. They're going to ask him, where did you get these marks? And he's going to reply, I got them in my friend's house. So the marks of the cross, the nail prints on the wrist, the stab wound on the side from the sword, the crown of thorns marks on the head, the nail prints on his feet, which the Antichrist will not have. And there's going to be a lot of Jewish people who's going to reject the Antichrist as the Messiah because he's going to want to sit down in the temple as he is God, and they're not going to accept him. So I pray that you study, that you look things up. Next Sunday, we have a different mystery, and we're just going to pray and give God all the glory and give God all the praise. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.